What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Bad Podcast. We got another exciting episode, man. Brad, what we're talking about today?
I want everybody to dismantle everything that you know about success, and I'm going to give you the true definition of success today.
You heard it first right here. Let's get it. What's up, people? What it be like? What it look like? It's your boy Dwayne and Brad, or better known as Brad and Dwayne, aka BAD Podcast. What's going on, big brother Brad?
How you doing, baby? Hey, we had a little draw. We had a little draw of the Super Bowl, so I guess we're cutting even. It was a fun game. I didn't stay up for the whole thing, man. I value my sleep, so I didn't stay up for the whole game. And but I heard it was a great game. The halftime show was lit. It was a good all around event. So, man, I mean, I'm not $20 in the hole. So all good.
All good. Well, you know, I think the lady name was Beth. She tried to collect from both of us. She was like,
I saw that.
Neither one of y'all won. Both of y'all paid me. I was like, nah, that's not how that works. Yeah.
Trying to capitalize,
man. But speaking of our great listeners, because it's funny, she was like, I'm holding y'all accountable. That let us know she listened to the show, man. So real quick, man, I want to shout out a couple comments that we got last week. Winterwood3692 said, comparison is the thief of joy. That is very true. We did talk about comparing last week, and we talked about the grass and greener and your own crop and all of that. And then Lynn Fairbairn 7725 said, yes, I plant every year, and so I want my crop to thrive. That's right. I love that, Lynn. We appreciate the feedback on that. And then one more, Kathy Wondering 8928 says, patience and consistency. Pay attention to your own crop. Thanks, guys. Look forward to these. So thank you guys for leaving those comments, man. We really appreciate it. And it definitely gives us a boost, man, just to know you guys are listening, and we're trying to affect you a little bit, give you a little bit stronger, a little bit of promotion, a little bit of motivation every week, man. So today, Brad is actually going to redefine success. So Brad, let's get it.
Redefinition. So yeah, like I said right from the get go, I want you to everybody that's listening today, I want you to dismantle everything that you know about success, how you gauge it, how you measure it, how you think of it. I want you to dismantle everything. And I want you to have an open mind for the next 10, 15, 20 minutes. All right. So everybody has their own definition of what success is. A lot of people will say success. Success is money. Others will say success is cars. If you're physically fit, how much money you have in your bank account, who your spouse is. Everybody has their own definition of what they think success is. And a lot of those things can be measured. Now, how I look at success, and I think a lot of people can relate to this because, you know, just recently we can use Jalen Hurts, the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. I want to use him as an example, okay? Was he successful on the scoreboard? No. Okay, but you're talking about a guy that had a tough go in college, all right? Didn't get a whole lot of great looks at in the NFL, didn't have a whole lot of hype around him, had a lot of doubt on this guy, but I think he's a very successful athlete, and I think he has a lot of success to come, and one of those measurable successes, because he is truly trying to tap into his true potential. And I think that's what success is defined as. It's the pursuit of your true potential. Okay, and let me break that down, Dwayne. Okay, so like for success for me, okay, and success for you, they may be completely different because your true potential may be more than mine. My true potential may be more than yours. Everybody has potential at a different level. But as long as you are pursuing your true capabilities, your true potential, that is success.
Okay. I like it, man. I like it. That's a strong start to the show, man. Strong start, man, for sure. You know, and what I appreciate and is interesting, you use Jalen Hurts as an example. I saw a video of my man Pat Mahone after, and he was saying like, "Hey, if you guys were doubting Jalen Hurts, you know, before this game, yeah, like this guy showed you what he was made of, and you know, like we said, the success wasn't necessarily" represented in the scoreboard, man, but just the tenacity and the ability to get up and be down, you know, the ability to fumble the football and cause a score and then come back out and still have the guts and the, you know, the fortitude to keep playing and actually make impactful plays, man. So, you know, that goes right along with what you're saying, man. And I think, you know, because a lot of times people are goal oriented, like, you know, we're in week eight, you know, we have the goals that of week eight, man. And so sometimes they feel like if they don't hit that mark, if their scoreboard don't reflect it, then they're not successful, man. And that's where, you know, the tapping into what you're talking about, you know, that pursuit of that, you know, that mark that you're striving towards, being, you know, not only just a place to go towards, but you can celebrate on the way too, because you're in that whole realm of success, just striving for that mark.
Yeah. And one thing that drives me nuts about an 8-week program or anything that has a time frame is time is relative to what you make it, you know. So it takes you roughly 2 years just to walk, and walking is an everyday skill. It takes you 2 years to learn that skill, right?
Right.
And people will give up after 4 weeks of going all in. They'll go 4 weeks of going all in, which half the time they're not all in anyways, but you know, they go 4 weeks and they think they're really trying to tap into that true potential, but in reality they're kind of cutting corners. And then they don't get the results that they want after 4 weeks. So what do? They take themselves out of the game. They place themselves back on the sidelines. And if you're going to place yourself on the sidelines, you're not going to pursue. You're not going to climb that mountain. You're not going to reach any grand accolades in life. You know, I just did a live earlier, and I talked about waking up each and every day and going to battle, right? So say you go 8 weeks. You go 8 weeks, and you don't have the results that you want. Do you throw in all that work that you just invested, or do you wake up another day and go to war? And I think that's, I think that's so straightforward. Like, okay, I'm not where I want to be today. Okay. So I'm going to take the foot off the gas, or I'm going to go to war. I'm going to go to battle for me. Like, I think that's so common sense, but so many people will say, oh, I'm not where I want to be. I think I'll sleep in. I think I'll take a day off. Does that make any sense, man?
It doesn't, man. It doesn't. But you know, I've been there. I've been there. You know, where you don't reach the goal, and it's like, oh well, just tank it all.
I'm gonna get some cheeseburgers. I'm gonna grab a milkshake. I'm gonna watch some Seinfeld reruns.
Right. You push yourself even further away. And I've experienced that even. You know, just in the program, because you guys know I'm client first, man. Just you know, get the end of that 8 weeks, and you know, be happy what you see, and then you know, like, don't quite hit everything that you set out, and then you just kind of, you know, you dive into that whole row of Oreos, man. Before you know it,
one turns into seven real quick.
right. Before you know it, it's a whole sleeve, man. And the funny thing is that the thing that you do when you're in that mindset is pushing you further away. You know, it's like you said, it's opposite of what you should be doing. Yeah. You know, when you're that close, you know, when you're close and you miss the mark, you know, a lot of times we revert back and we just have to, you know, change our mind and just say, you know, it's not all over. It's not the end of the world. You know, right. Like you said, we talk going back to time. You know, it just because it wasn't in what we thought the time frame should be, don't mean it's still not possible. Sure. You know, there's more than 8 weeks in a year. There's more than 8 weeks in a month. You know, I mean, not in a month. My bad. I'm not good at math. Y'all don't hold it. There's more than 8 weeks in a year.
You're right, though, man.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm so guilty of that. Like, I've done that. I've seen myself do that so many times. Just let that time frame, you know, dictate my response and how I move forward or how I put myself back because I didn't hit something I was thinking I was supposed to hit.
Sure. And you know, you're talking about hitting these targets, right? If you're really in it for the long haul, you're in it for the bigger picture. You know, if you're trying to create a masterpiece, do your targets ever stay in a defined spot? No, they're always changing. They're always evolving. So we too must adapt. We too evolve. We too must pursue in different ways and in different efforts. You know, so we talk about success and we talk about what success means. you tap into your true potential. And maybe, okay, so you talk about time. If you're joining, let's say, an 8-week program, that first week, your true potential is not going to be as good as your true potential in week 8 if you stay strict to the plan, you know? And that's like anything. So like for me and my Ironman, everybody knows the story about my Ironman. Like I fell flat on my face during my Olympic triathlon, okay? I feared my life, dude. I was out in that water getting smashed with waves. I lost my goggles. They were on the bottom of the lake. I thought I was going to join my goggles on the bottom of the lake. But what I did is, man, it was scary. Like I feared for my life. But what I did is I just one more stroke. And right then and there, I could have said, you know what? I'm done. I'm not going to come back. I'm not going to evolve. I'm not going to adapt. I'm not going to continue to push myself. But that day, that was a defining moment because I realized where I was. That was my true potential that day. I gave it my all that day. But if you fast forward 2 months, you know, if you relate those true potentials, it's not even close because 2 months down the road, man, I crushed my swim. I crushed my bike ride. I crushed my run. Like I was a lot better of shape, but I had a moment in that Olympic try where I had a decision to make. Do I want to turn around and go back, or do I want to keep the foot on the gas and keep moving forward in somehow, some way?
It's amazing, bro, because I ain't even gonna hold you, bro. Like, if it hit me too hard, bro, your boy be like, all right, y'all. I was just kidding.
Man, it was just scary, kidding, man. Too, dude. Man,
I don't play with water, dog. Like, that's, yeah. You know, I'm out on that. You know, my friends, shout out to my friends, always try to get me to do like a Spartan, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, I always tell people this body, this is a showroom model. Like this ain't for the terrain, man. I'm working out to look good, you know? So
you're an on-road edition, on-road edition.
Yeah, bro. Good. But no, that's so good, man. And you know, that, and, you know, that's a on the high level, like, okay, you know, triathlon, you know, all of that. But people face those same kind of things on a lower level. You're talking about people that, you know, that's never worked out before, or, you know, this is the first time doing something fitness wise, the first time eating healthy, you know, and it can be tough no matter what level you're on, man. So I want to make sure I bring that back to the listeners, wherever you are in your journey, you know, you're going to face some stuff that's tough. I make jokes about the extreme because, see, Brad's the extreme guy. I'm not that guy. But there are things that I've stepped up to the plate to. There's things that I've stepped up to the plate, you know, that were challenging, that were, you know, a little bit scary for me as well, man. So you have to take what we're talking about and apply it real time to your situation, wherever you are in your journey.
Absolutely. I made that point earlier too. Like if you can't do 10 pushups today, okay, give me your true potential. Give me 7. Yep. All right. But then next time you can't give me 6. You know that the bar has been set at 7. So you need to get 7, maybe 8. You always have to outdo your past performances. And I think it was last week or the week before, you know, you don't want to lose to your past self. All right, you don't ever want to lose to your past self. And I think that's kind of how you create your legacy. We talk about creating a legacy. That's how you create your legacy, is if you don't allow yourself, you don't negotiate with yourself, and you can never lose to that past self. Like if I had a limit of 5 out of 10 yesterday, I have to get 6 out of 10. And that's something that's not gifted. That's a daily commitment that you have to make to yourself, and you have to come to battle. You have to go to war for yourself. You're not going to be given things in life. You need to go out and take them, period.
Legit, man. No, that 100% on that. And you know, it's funny. You hit that right on the head, because I made the post earlier. Last week now, said, you know, nobody's going to give it to you. Nobody's going to give it to you. You're going to have to go get it, you know. And that was one of your bullet points was, it's not going to be gifted, man. You have to go get it. Nobody, it's not going to be handed. Anything that's worth having, man, you have to put forth that effort, man. And so as we get ready to transition and get to that last segment. B, what you want to leave them with before we get to that last segment? It's your turn this week. Hope you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready, man. So, you know, you talk about gifts, right? We're never going to be gifted anything in life, but I think the best gift that you can give your family and friends is being that outlier, being that person that's going to pursue your true potential on a daily basis, all right, and setting a standard. All right. I'm him. I'm that guy in my group. And we each every one of us has to be that guy, that girl in their friend circles that holds everybody to a higher standard. All right. Let's wrap this thing up, Dwayne. Let's wrap this up. I see what time we got. We got to roll.
You got to roll, man. So here we go.
Yeah.
What's this week? Do you know? Fun fact about you, sir.
Hey. You guys all know that I'm extreme. I'm Mr. Extreme, so I got a bucket list. It's 107. It's 107 things long, right? And so my top three bucket list items: bull riding, skydiving, and tattoo. Done all three. I've done all three. I rode a bull for 2.7 seconds. My brother rode for 2.9. He forever holds that over my head. I've been skydiving four times. I'm certified to skydive solo. I don't have to do the tandem boy anymore. I can go by myself if I want. I got one tattoo. I'm planning for a second tattoo, but that's on the DL. All right, that's on the DL. Yeah. And I think a lot of times, Dwayne, we always have to ask ourselves what's next. And what's next for me is I'm trying to publish a book. I've already written my book. I'm just going back and kind of combing it through, fine tuning it. And publishing a book is my next one. So do you know, I've done some pretty rad things in life, and I'm not done. I'm never done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, that's what's up, man. No, that's fire. The fact that you have a list and you're knocking them down, man. So salute to you on that, man. Salute to you. All right, family. Listen, we appreciate you guys listening to this show, man. We definitely thank you for the comments, the reviews, the shares. Make sure you let somebody know about the Bad Podcast, man. We are super excited to bring you this content. It is fun, and we really enjoy it, man. So make sure you guys check us out. Make sure you tell your friends, your family, tag somebody, screenshot your players, tag us in your stories. Until next time, man, we are out of here.